broadcasting from the business capital of the world. This is the Podcast Business News Network. Good morning, everybody. Hello, it's Teresa. I'm so glad you're joining me because I have Richard Van Belzen with me, Managing Director of North Point Business Advisors. You can check out his website, northpoint.expert. Welcome back to the show, Richard. How are you?
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. For those people who missed you last time, can you just tell them a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Yes, so I'm the Managing Director of North Point Business Advisors. We're a management consulting firm. Mm-hmm. Our focus is on revenue growth, finding different ways to explore growth on behalf of our clients in ways that they haven't maybe thought of before, help them challenge the status quo, and bring a lot of case studies and histories from a couple hundred clients that we've had success with and perspectives on, and we can bring it to them. So it's a real compliment. They know their business a great deal. We know consulting a great deal, mm-hmm. and we have a lot of ideas that we can add to what they already know. It's a great combination.
Right. Well, last week, just to recap for those people who didn't tune in, we actually talked about adjusting to change and conditions, and the Challenger 360, saying that right, and which program really works for what situation. So today, I know you want to talk about diagnosis and go over how critical it is to helping clients, because obviously without figuring out the diagnosis and what it is, it's hard to fix.
Yes, it is. It really is. And part of my point of reference when I think of this is I think of myself as being a young person with my father, right?
Right.
My father's own business had several trucks. He had a landscaping company, and in his later years after he retired from being a geneticist. And I used to, roll around with him in this truck, and this before seat belts and all that. And, he'd have issues with these trucks. And so he would take it to the neighbor, the neighboring garage, right?
Yeah.
Gas station, whatever. People didn't go to dealers as much then.
Mm-hmm.
You go to your gas station and they look at it. They put it up and they look at it and they say, "Oh, Neil, you got a problem here. We got to fix this thing." And
right.
They fix it.
Mm-hmm.
We drive around. He says, "But I still have the same problem." And they said, "Well, let me find another part. So we'll replace that part."
Right.
And so after about three or four times and two to three different mechanics in different gas stations, the thing would kind of work. And my dad would say, "Geez, there's a lot of trial and error here. I think I'm spending more money than I need to. I don't know if I needed to replace, everything that I needed to replace in the car." He said,
right.
I wish they were better at figuring out what my problem was. And again, he was a bit of a diagnostics guy, being a geneticist, by training, in his education and his native, the Netherlands. So, I always thought about that. I always thought about the need for that. And as we turn that to companies that we work with, when you're an executive, you're a leader in these companies. And again, the people, as I said before, are enormously talented. I mean, they're well-educated. They work hard at their business. They're connected, with all the digital tools that we have. So people are really plugged in. But still, they're close to the business. And so how do you, it's like your health. You live in your body all day long. So do you diagnose your health issues, or do you go to your primary care physician? And then your primary care physician might say, "Hey, this is something I think I need to send you to a specialist for." And then, you work through that, and then the feedback loop comes back to your primary care physician, and, hopefully you determine that can be corrected very easily, and there you go.
Right.
So it's this diagnosis track. So being able to, and thinking that one can diagnose their needs as a company and what they're working on, or recognizing that there's a problem, is often something that we don't always like to admit. We just assume you know, drive by, you know, the problem. So, what I always say is that as a consultant, we can certainly come in and help you, diagnose the situation through mm-hmm. a number of ways, the number of tools. And then, you know, the next step is saying, okay, based on that, then what is the solution set? And we can get involved in that as well. So we can help you with a diagnosis. We can help you with a solution, or, you know, we can stop off at the diagnosis and let clients, complete, you know, the solution set if that's what they prefer. Another example, that I would give you in a company, and this is a very interesting one because senior vice president of sales came to me and he said, you know, I'm really frustrated here with my business. He said, I've got like, you know, 650 sales reps. Mm-hmm. And in order to make my plan every year, I need to add about 50 reps, and 50 reps equal such amount. And,
wow.
And then I get a little bit of productivity from my existing reps. And so I looked at that and I said, yeah, that is costly because if you're not getting productivity mm-hmm. as much as you need from your reps that have been in territory 24 and 36 months, you know, what's going on there? So we kind of, you know, diagnosed that. We did what I call learning curve analysis. So everybody mm-hmm. that's in sales has a month one, a month two, month three.
Right.
You know, I mean, no matter when they started, everybody's got a month one and a month six.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at those, we noticed that somewhere between 18 and 30 months, the growth, you know, per territory, per individual really, was starting to flatten out. And so we said, wow, I wonder what's going on there. So we then began to look at, well, what else is correlating with that? What's their income? So we started to look at their income. We started to look at their ratio of incentives to salary. And, you know, we began to figure out that the reps at that point mm-hmm. were happy. They were fed, and their need to exceed, you know, they weren't as hungry
right.
at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So we said, wow, this is a problem because in order for the, so they were happy. The VP of sales wasn't happy. The mm-hmm. controller was upset because he said the sales general and admin cost, the selling cost, was high as a ratio. It was way above benchmark. So, okay, so now you got a CEO that's not happy. You got a CFO controller that's not happy. You got the VP of sales not happy. You got the sales manager's not happy. The VP of sales is
doesn't sound
a
like
time.
A happy environment.
Right. But the sales reps are kind of happy because they're getting paid what they need.
Right.
And they can kind of coast along and do well. So mm-hmm. something's wrong with this picture. So what we ended up looking at in this case was that the company was paying the sales representatives a certain amount of money for closing these deals, and then they would get recurring revenues in following years.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had closed a number of deals over a period of 2, 3, 4 years and inherited some deals, you know, you could pretty much make your plan on maybe doing one or two big deals a year plus some other activities.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there wasn't a lot of tension in what you needed to do on a weekly and monthly basis. So we really rejiggered everything and said, you know, we have a selling cost problem. We have a productivity problem. we have a product growth problem. Some products weren't being sold. So we ended up creating out of that a three-dimensional sales force. So we created hunters and farmers. Hunters are the people that are characteristically good at bringing in deals. And then you know, you hand them over to a farmer that then grows what has been handed off to them.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up taking about $25 million out of their cost. And that company,
wow.
as we made that change,
mm-hmm.
grew 40% compounded for a decade.
Wow.
So this was just a $300 million division of a big company that grew to $4.2 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Really on this diagnosis.
Wow. That's incredible. Really.
And yeah. And then the sales reps, when we announced it, said, well, oh boy, you changed the comp plan. You've mm-hmm. done this to me. What have you done? And I said, well, you know, you were making $125,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
We've just said, if you do it the right way and you grow the way you can, you got a shot at 250. So pick what would you rather do?
Sure.
And it turned out it turned out that those that wanted to go on a growth track, in fact, had a richer plan, but they had to grow it. And then the people that were handed accounts, let's say they got handed accounts that were $5 million a year, they were paid not on the five, they got a salary, but they were really paid on the growth above that $5 million. And then the following year you adjust it. So it's part of comp, it's part of budgeting, it's part of assessment, of what one needs to do. And somebody says, well, I could have figured that out. Well, you know, they've been trying to, they were trying to figure that out for 20 years. Right. And they said to me, oh, here you come. We've been
and
doing
you did
this
it, and you
years.
Did it in what amount of time?
this one, this took about 90 days.
Wow.
To figure this out. It took a while, but.
Yeah, but it wasn't as long as they were waiting.
Yeah, compared to the, what the prior results were. And then the follow on, performance of that was incredible.
Wow.
So, yeah, but it's kind of like our whole world. I mean, we're just never tired of problems. We just love problems. We just love problems rolling at us.
Oh,
you know?
Lord.
And when I was working in a company,
I don't like
problems.
The ones that aggravate me, though. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, you know.
But as a consultant, they don't aggravate you.
Right. You
See,
well,
when I,
sure.
When I worked in a company, they aggravated. They made me crazy. And I tried to ignore them, and I just looked the other way. It's just like, it's like having a, you know, a dirty room or part of your office where you got a lot of junk piled. You try to ignore that it's there.
Right.
And you try to just look at what you like to look at. But the problem is that that corner with the junk in it, you know, is going to get the best of you. And if you don't take care of it, you know, things aren't going to go well. So.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Listen, I'm speaking with Richard Van Belzen. He is the managing director at North Point Business Advisors. And you can check out their website, northpoint.expert. We're going to take a quick break. Richard, everyone, don't go away. Stay right there. We'll be back with more.
Academy Sedan and Limo is a full-service transportation company serving the Philadelphia metropolitan area with full knowledge of the New York City, Baltimore, and Washington, D.C. areas. We pride ourselves on being the most dependable, conscientious company in the industry. Our always on-time service and dependable pricing make us the company to call for any event or occasion. Our vehicles can accommodate any size party for any occasion. Our vehicles range from four-door sedans to SUVs to minivans to limo buses to full-size tour buses and can accommodate groups of 2 to 100. We offer airport shuttle service or over-the-road service without limitation regarding mileage or time. And no drive is too long or too far. So if you find yourself in need of transportation of any type with any vehicle, give us a call at 610-842-4564 and let us show you what a real transportation company can do for you.
Use code ACADEMY2020 to receive 20% off your first three rides, including parking and toll.
Hey, road cyclist, do you want a real adventure? How about a week-long vacation in Tuscany or Lake Como, Italy? Cyclabella Italia tours are so much more than just great cycling. Come and enjoy not only cycling, but all the best in food, wine, sightseeing, and la dolce vita in Italy. Go to the website cyclabellaitalia.com to register for the Cyclabella Italia newsletter filled with interesting information about Italy and the tours. Visit the website to view the photo gallery of prior tours and learn more about the fantastic cycling experience with Cyclabella Italia. Email Joe at cyclabellaitalia.com or phone 480-353-6660. Cyclabella Italia. Ride, eat, drink, live.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's Teresa, and I'm so glad you're joining me. I have Richard Van Belzen with me, Managing Director at North Point Business Advisors. You could check out his website, northpoint.expert, and that's what he is, and he's very good at what he does. And today, we're talking about diagnosis and how to go over, you know, critical things that can help the client. Welcome back, Richard.
Good to be back.
Yeah. So, I mean, here before the break, you were telling us about this company that you really skyrocketed, really. I mean, with their revenue. I mean, it's incredible how they were trying to do something for 20 years and you did it in 90 days. It's like mind blowing. Cause you're saying how people are trying to, you know, like you said, obviously you don't feel good, you go to a doctor. So if something's going on with your business, you go to a professional like yourself. You know, and I guess for 20 years, maybe, do you think they just kept putting like a Band-Aid on top of it, and then finally you ripped it off and you said, this is the way to heal it?
Right. So there's a complexity to getting this all done. Number one is you got to do the diagnosis. You got to figure really what it is. And you got to be skillful at that. And not everybody has that. It takes a certain relentless nature. It takes a lot of analysis. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, mm-hmm. I mean, our analytical tools are, you know, through the roof. I mean, they're right there with the Wharton or the Stanford. I mean, this is diamond cutting analysis that we can do. And I've got people that do that for me. I do it myself.
Uh-huh.
But to get bandwidth, I have other people helping us with that. So one is you get the analysis. Then you need to figure out how to, present that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you have to sell it. With companies, you know, they sometimes are not able to sell within the organization,
mm-hmm.
because somebody says, oh, there goes that VP again. Yeah, he's got an angle, or she's got this angle. I know.
Right.
You know, I know Jennifer. She's great, but you know, she's just trying to get something done here.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
And so I'm not going to listen to her, on that. So,
right.
You know, that becomes part of it. So you can do the diagnosis. You've got to be able to sell it, and then you got to be able to implement it. And then you got to be able to execute on it. So there's some things that've got to go right.
Right.
And there's a number of left turns that could happen if you don't really follow it through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other thing that happens, is that people say, well, you know, I can't bring in a consultant. We can't afford a consultant. So you say, okay, well, you know, let's say you have 10 sales reps. I'm at the revenue engine right now, the sales folks, right? So you say, well, I've got 10 salespeople. I pay them, I pay them $100,000 a year. So I got $1 million tied up in them. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you make them productive? So let's just say that the average, salesperson that brings in, you know, $1 million, you know, these, or that's what they're costing you, you know, to the average company. You know, they probably need to get, $3 million, let's say, a year out of them. Okay. So you got 10. So you got $30 million in revenue. Okay. Yeah. $30 million in revenue through 10, account executives. You're paying them $1 million. Okay. 1/30th. Let's just say could be, you know, more or less, depends on the, you know, the type of product that you're selling.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody says, well, we can't bring in a consultant for $25,000. Okay. Well, if you look at $25,000 to help make $1 million that you're already spending more productive. I mean, if you just make them, you know, 5% more productive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's 50,000. 10% would be 100,000. But if you look at the end game and say, I got 30 million of revenue,
mm-hmm.
you know, what if we could add 10% to that? Well, that's, you know, and over and above, this is incremental than what these reps could do. We can't double count. If they would have got it by themselves, then we've got to be able to do more than they could have by themselves. But let's say you get 10%, you know, then you're talking about another $3 million. So you say, okay, would you spend $25,000
mm-hmm.
to invest in $3 million? And people sometimes don't look at it that way because their concern is that if they're working with, you know, a consultant, it could be just one of these folks that's, you know, here for a minute consulting in between jobs, whatever. So, you know, people have had some bad experience,
mm-hmm.
With them. But, you know, in our case, you know, we guarantee what we do. So in every agreement that I do, I guarantee results, you know, guarantee their satisfaction,
right,
and they get their money
right.
back.
Yeah.
So there's no risk.
Right. Yeah. It's
how many consultants do that?
Yeah, I don't know.
probably about 1 in 1,000.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah.
But when you get results at the level that we're able to,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's hard work. It's not easy work.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I get up sometimes 3 in the morning, you know, worried about clients. They're sleeping nice in bed. They're happy.
Right.
They should
right.
be because they, you know, they got me worrying for them. They tell me that. A lot of them laugh
wow.
about that. They tell their wife, they say, or their spouse, they say, well, you know, I got this consultant in here. I'm so worried about my business. I don't have to worry anymore. I could just,
right, right.
you know, I could just go to the grocery store or watch the kids play soccer and whistle.
Well, you know, I guess it takes a little of the weight and the worriness, obviously, off of them when they know that they have a professional in the corner, you know, looking to come up with solutions that in the long run are going to help their business.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, yeah. you know, I hate that you miss, that you're not getting enough sleep because that's not good for your health, but I understand what you're saying.
Well, we get
it's,
it.
It's the nature of the beast, you know?
Right. But you have to, you know, in my world, you have to build yourself around it. I mean, so to operate my world with a lot of thinking, mm-hmm. you know, I'm in the gym, you know, 6 to 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm playing
yeah,
tennis.
Yeah, because you're not just keeping mentally sharp. You're keeping physically sharp. Yes.
Right. I mean, we have a thing at the gym called Apex, which is extreme workouts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, I was in there. I laughed yesterday because you know, I was the oldest person. The oldest person there was probably 35 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a good 20 years beyond that. And
right.
You know, I wasn't huffing and puffing. I was flying right there.
You were
with
kicking well, ass, Richard.
I was trying. But I need to do that. I need to do yeah. that to, and that allows me, if I've got the mental fitness and the physical fitness,
right.
You know, it helps,
sure,
you know,
sure.
Do the work. But
yeah.
the key is really, you know, working with your clients,
yeah.
Helping them work through whatever it might be. And,
right.
And you know, sometimes it's just an open-ended question. Somebody says, hey, I just need to get more. This is what's bothering me today. Okay, that's good. So,
you have the clarity and the stamina going on for you. So don't look at the age. It's just a number.
Well, yeah. The key with it is that the game gets better.
Okay? Right,
so
right.
If you say, you know, how much better were you than 5 years ago, 10 years ago, there's no comparison.
Right,
the game just gets,
exactly.
it just keeps getting better yeah. and better. And, you know, it makes sense because in this business, if you're, right out of college, you go to Harvard, you go to Wharton, and now you're a consultant, you've been there for 5 years, I mean, you're drinking out of a garden hose. For me,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'll read a book a week, you know, I'm on my, I don't know, eighth book on artificial intelligence that I've been
mm-hmm,
studying.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm studying this stuff. I'm reading this stuff. I've got experience. So for me to add additional information,
right.
you know, there's a lot of new stuff that mm-hmm. I can learn, but
mm-hmm.
it's not like I got to learn everything.
Right.
You know,
right.
I've got the basis. I've got a lot of pieces of it. And so if you say, okay, you got to go compete with some consultant that's been in the field, you know, 10 years and maybe
right.
they're 15 years out of B school.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really unfair to them to have to compete with us
mm-hmm.
because it
mm-hmm.
just, They don't. I mean, we're going to have more analytical tools than they would, which should be their strength.
Right.
You know, we're going to be able to read faster and read more information
mm-hmm.
than they do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in a given day, somebody says to me, you know, how do I be a good consultant? I said, well, you got to be able to read, you know, 1,200 to 1,500 pages a day.
Mm-hmm.
They said, you got to be kidding me. You're nuts. I said, yeah. I mean, you got to absorb information.
Right. Right.
I mean, you know, if you have to remember every word and every comma,
right.
that might be a problem.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
you got to get the gist of what you're reading. And you got to be able to read fast, and you got to recall it, and you got to organize it,
mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of information out there, more today than there's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
With your smartphone or your
right,
or your
right.
Tablet or PC.
Well, you know, again, another fascinating show. We're out of time. I love that you chose this topic, and just to, you know, show people that you do need a professional in your corner. I'm speaking with Richard Van Belzen. He is Managing Director at North Point Business Advisors. Please visit their website, northpoint.expert. Richard, another great show. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Okay,
appreciate
we'll talk soon. Everyone stay where you are.
Yep.
We'll be back with
Thank you.
More. Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Jason Derulo. I love that music connects to people all over the country. But unfortunately, so does something else. Childhood hunger. 15 million kids struggle with hunger right here in America. And yet, every year, billions of pounds of surplus food in the U.S. go to waste instead of going to the children in need. Feeding America is working to change this. The Feeding America nationwide network of food banks rescues this surplus of food to help provide meals to families in virtually every community in the United States, including yours. But they just can't do this alone. Join me in the fight against hunger in America. For more information on what you can do to get involved, visit feedingamerica.org. That's feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together, we're feeding America. A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.